Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 58. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 38. Warmer on Thursday, sunny with a high nearing 62, then staying clear throughout Thursday night with a low around 34. A bit cooler on Friday, sunny with a high nearing 56, before a slight chance for some rain showers Friday night, cloudy with a low around 30. North winds between 15 and 20, and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Records with the Shawnee County Department of Corrections shows Tramell M. Serrano was booked on December 1st on the charge of murder in the second degree. His bond is currently set at $1 million. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 14th. Serrano was found by Kansas City, Kansas police on November 29th. He was being sought by law enforcement for the shooting death of Jackson Danner, Topeka's 31st homicide victim. A Kansas man was sentenced to 5 years in prison for having firearms while dealing with illegal narcotics, as according to the United States Attorney. According to court documents, Alexander Schultz, 36, of Wichita, pleaded guilty to one count of possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. In February of this year, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office learned that Schultz was selling narcotics at a hotel in Wichita. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that around 6:50 p.m. on Saturday night, emergency crews were called to the area of westbound I-70 near the Washington Boulevard exit with reports of a single vehicle crash. That's in Kansas City, Kansas. First responders said they found a 2004 Toyota 4Runner driven by Oseas M. Mata Oliva, 34, of Kansas City, Kansas, had been headed west on the interstate in the second lane. The SUV veered across the first lane of traffic and then hit the inside barrier wall. The vehicle then spun back around across the interstate and hit the inside barrier wall. Mato Oliva was taken to University of Kansas Medical Center with suspected serious injuries. He was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. A second suspect accused in the November 12th shooting incident at Oak Park Mall in Overland Park has been charged. According to the Johnson County Attorney's record, 17-year-old Axel Jose Monroy was charged with battery against a law enforcement officer and theft. He is being held on a $1 million bond. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free, worry-free Wi-Fi, and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tull. More information on a weekend homicide has been released as an Aurora man has been formally charged. Caleb Barnett, 29, is charged in Hamilton County Court with one count of first-degree murder, two counts of first-degree assault, and three counts of use of a deadly weapon during the commission of a felony. According to an arrest affidavit, around 1:20 a.m. on Saturday, the Aurora Police Department responded to the 100 block of Fairview Drive after receiving a report of a subject with a knife and blood everywhere. The affidavit also says that a juvenile told officers that Ross Nicholas, 48, was dead in a downstairs bedroom. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office has released the name of the one fatality in a rollover crash 7 miles just north of Miller, Nebraska. The rollover happened at approximately 12:15 a.m. Tuesday on Highway 183. The fatality victim has been identified as Brock Smedra, 47, of Miller, Nebraska. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. In August, USD 115 Nemaha Central, USD 380 Vermilion, and USD 335 Northern Jackson Heights requested the Kansas State Board of Education appoint a mediator to assist in settling a land transfer dispute between the districts and USD 113 Prairie Hills. The desired outcome of the mediation process is an amicable redrawing of school district boundaries that more accurately reflect school enrollment trends in the region. As part of the mediation process, as required by the State Board of Education, the districts will be conducting a survey of landowners in certain parts of USD 113. Purpose is to objectively solicit and document a landowner's preference with regard to their land either staying with USD 113 or being transferred to an adjacent school district. The assignment of land to any one district impacts the allocation of school district resources and voting rights. Landowner surveys will be conducted via telephone. Only landowners in certain parts of Nemaha, Jackson, and Brown counties will be contacted. Because survey responses will help inform the mediation process, participation is important and encouraged. Vermilion, among nine Kansas communities recognized with the 2023 Community of Excellence Award from the Kansas Community Empowerment at Kansas State University. An extension of the Pride program, the honor allows grant opportunities during a three-year period to address community needs. Vermilion is joined by Highland, Lakin, Leonardville, Oldsburg, Russell, and Wakefield. Pottawatomie County authorities investigating the reported theft of five Black Angus cattle from an 80-head herd in a pasture near Onega in the 17,000 block of Onega Road. Reported November 17th, it could have been stolen any time from early May through early November and were branded left hip with white ear tags. Their calves were not taken. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Marysville Chamber and Main Street invites youngsters to visit with Santa at his house on the Kester Block Wednesday and Thursday evenings, 5 until 7, Sunday afternoons, noon until 3, now through December 21st. Blue Valley Technologies annual Giving Tree campaign is underway, and you can lend a hand to a neighbor in need this holiday season. Pick a gift request for a family or child from the Giving Tree at their home city offices or any of several other locations throughout the area, including banks in Marysville, Beatty, Blue Rapids, and Vermilion, as well as Axta Lumber, Riverside Market in Blue Rapids, Post Office in Centralia, United Methodist Church in Frankfort, Mose in Lynn, and Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville. You can contact Blue Valley Technologies direct or email GivingTree at BlueValleyInc.net. Gifts for recipients are due back by Monday, December 11th. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, and fruit mix. Tomorrow, pork loin, cheesy potato, peas, and pears. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine throughout Thursday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Partly sunny skies into Friday, a bit cooler with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine with a slight chance for some rain and snow into Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s. North winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then staying clear into Saturday night with our lows in the lower 20s. Northwest winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 46, record high on this date 72, the average low 25 and the record low 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 32 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 6th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple: to be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. They'll reach that goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Proudly serving Kansas with locations in Blue Rapids and Hanover, Sapp Brothers thanks all their current customers. If you're not a customer, call the winning team at Sapp Brothers locations in Hanover or Blue Rapids today for all your propane and fuel needs.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram will say yes to every deal. Stop in during the wrap-up-the-year savings event and say hello to saving thousands on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Perfect for a winter of out and about in style and comfort. Special incentives now through January 2nd only. Shop online today at twinriv.com. Arrange for a test drive or stop in at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
The semifinal spots are set for the NBA's in-season tournament in Las Vegas. Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clark with sports. In Los Angeles, it was the Lakers and Suns going back and forth. The Lakers led by one late in the fourth.
Austin for three. It's good!
On ESPN LA, Austin Reeves extended the Lakers' lead to four with 15 seconds left, and they hung on to beat the Suns 106-103. LeBron James had 31 points in the win. Lakers onto the semifinals in Las Vegas. They'll play the Pelicans. In the other quarterfinal in Milwaukee, the Bucks are firing on all cylinders against the Knicks.
Middleton lobs up to Giannis, who sends it down with a two-hand jam.
From WTMJ, Giannis led the Bucks with 35 points as Milwaukee hit 23 threes to crush New York 146-122. They'll play the Pacers in the semis. It was a matchup of top 10 teams in college basketball, the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden, as number 9 UNC took on 5th-ranked and defending national champions UConn. The Huskies ran away late to beat the Tar Heels 87-76. In the other matchup of the Jimmy V Classic, 11th-ranked FAU was upset by number 20 Illinois 98-89. Elsewhere in the top 25, number 2 Kansas beat Kansas City 88-69. 6th-ranked Baylor beat Seton Hall 78-60. Number 7 Gonzaga drubbed Arkansas Pine Bluff 111-71. In the NHL, three brothers played in the same game for just the second time in history when the Devils visited the Canucks. For New Jersey, Jack Hughes and Luke Hughes each scored. Their brother Quinn had two assists for Vancouver. It was the Devils who came out on top of an 11-goal thriller.
Palat with it. Out high it goes to Ball with a rebound. Yes. Same rebound. They score! Jesper Bratt puts it home, and the Devils lead 6-5.
From the Devils Hockey Network, they'd win it by that final. Brian Clark, ABC.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Valley Heights beat Marysville 53-41. Frankfort over Northern Heights 56-21. Washington County girls took Pike Valley 51-37. Diller O'Dell over Thayer Central 52-50. Clay Center girls beat Beloit 56-43. Rock Creek over Abilene 44-26. And Riley County down Concordia 31-29. In boys play, Marysville took Valley Heights 57-46. Frankfort over Northern Heights 55-16. Washington County boys topped Pike Valley 55-42. Thayer Central over Diller O'Dell 32-17. Johnson County Central beat Southern 51-38. Beloit boys edge Clay Center 58-56. Abilene down Rock Creek 70-52. And Concordia took Riley County 67-46.
Shop Reflections Hallmark in Marysville this holiday season. Christmas decor, Yankee candles, fudge and chocolates, KU and K-State gear, kids' toys, and more. Seasonal hats, scarves, and jackets are 40% off for the fashion statement, while last year's ornaments are 50% off. Open Monday through Saturday, Shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville have a pair of Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickups, 2023 and 24 models. They have a Silverado 1500 model two-door work truck and a new 2024 Chevy Equinox awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-American Ag Network of Andy Hoosier. As we start off a Wednesday today, middle of the week, we saw yesterday things really wrap up mostly higher across the board for the grains and the livestock overall, trying to rebound from some of the mostly red numbers that we saw on Monday. But we did see some decent gains in the corn market yesterday. December corn finishing 8.25 cents higher, sitting at 468.5. We had March corn up 5 pennies, sitting at 490.5 cents. Kansas City wheat, a little bit slower here, but still positive. December KC wheat was up 1.25 to 657.5. March was up 5 pennies at 662.75. Oats market, on the other hand, yesterday wrapped up a little bit lower. December oats down 3.25 to 402.25, with the March oats down 3.25 cents at 391.75. In the bean market, kind of mixed on the board overall. January soybeans were down 0.75 cents to 1305.5. March was unchanged at 1326.5. By the May, we did see some green there. Soybean meal for December up 11.40 on the day to 433.70, with the January up by 9.5 at 417.80. And soybean oil saw some red on the board, with December down 97 cents at 50.22. January was down 98 cents at 50.26. In the canola market, January canola yesterday was down $11.50 at $665.60. And the cotton market saw some green, with December cotton in the green by a dollar even to 78.68. Livestock market, mostly higher for the cattle, a little bit lower in the lean hogs, is how we finished off a Tuesday's. December live cattle was up 1.25 to 168.5. The February was up $1.90 at 168.97. The feeder cattle definitely regained from the previous losses. January feeders were up $4.17 to 14.70, and the lean hogs were slightly down, with December down 1.22, finishing yesterday at 66.82.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. There are often many concerns for cattle's well-being in the colder months, and one thing that can create discomfort for them is lice. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck discusses why lice are a concern in cattle. He begins by explaining why this topic is important this time of year and possible management strategies.
Lice is in every herd. We can't eliminate it, but it is a wintertime issue. It's a November to March is when we see the what we call lice outbreaks, where animals start scratching, start tearing up equipment, start losing their hair, and those kind of things. So about the only thing we can do is just use chemicals to put on the cows and the calves to control it at this time of year. And there's several ways to do it. You can use back rubbers, you can use injectables, we can use pour-ons to control both kinds of lice.
Hanselcheck emphasizes why reading the label on lice products is important.
So a lot of products are labeled to do it, to repeat it in 2 to 4 weeks. And the reason that is it has no effect on the eggs, which we call nits. So these lice lay their eggs and attach it to the hair follicles. And most of our products just kill the adults. And so within a couple of weeks, those nits will hatch, and now we've got another population. And so that's why for a lot of products, it's recommended that we re-administer the product. Some products are labeled for just one administration, so I would just look on the label, and if it says two, go two. If it says one, then just use one.
He shares basic information about lice and lists steps producers can take when managing it.
It's pretty species-specific, so bovine is going to stick with bovine. We don't really have to worry about the horses. They've got their own lice issues, so it's species-specific. And lice do not like warm weather. That's why we don't see the breaks in the spring and summer and fall. But they do like cooler temperatures, and then when we get animals closer together to calve and those kind of things, that's what they're doing. They're spreading the lice to each other. So number one is I would recommend that every animal becomes de-loused this time of year. And it's really important if you're like me and you're running the chute and you let one out without it being administered, it's probably a good idea to get that animal back in and use a pour-on her, because those animals could be the carriers and they could be the ones that are going to start another lice outbreak. So, again, just every year, know you should do it somewhere in October, November, and everybody's going to be fine.
That was Kansas State University veterinarian, who is the Director of Production Animal Field Investigations in the College of Veterinary Medicine, Greg Hanselcheck, on why lice are a concern in cattle this time of year. Getting control of the parasite is valuable for the animal's comfort, as it can potentially cause the animal to not perform as well, creating lower gain. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Speaking with Sydney Feldman here on KNDY Radio, she is with the Nebraska Ag Expo happening December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Sydney, remind everyone where this is held again.
Yeah, the expo is located at the Lancaster Event Center, and the name will change to the Sand Hills Global Event Center. It's on the very northeast side of Lincoln. You can get tickets at NebraskaAgExpo.com and save $5 by doing so.
It is, of course, the second largest ag expo held in the nation. So what kind of exhibitor lineup are we expecting coming up here December 5th, 6th, and 7th?
All of the majors, of course. So John Deere, Case, AGCO, Kubota, and New Holland. Goss Kloss Equipment, which is a local manufacturer. And then we've got all the specialty manufacturers like Landall Equipment, Unverfirth, Everyone that you can think of is probably at our show. Nearly 700 exhibitors, and that's a lot of companies when you think about it. So lots of bulk spaces, and then there'll be 10 by 10s and anything in between.
If it has been a while since someone has been at the expo, Cindy, or they have never been before, what should they expect and why should they go?
Well, I think it's one of the best shows out there, and I've been to a lot of farm shows as the marketing director. It's the second largest in the country for indoor farm shows, so you'll see everything here. But also, Nebraska is just a great place to hold the show. The regional exhibitors and even the exhibitors from far away are just some of the best business people to work with. And it's a great time of year to buy, to get your tax savings before year end for the farmers and ranchers. So that's another good reason.
Get tickets or more information to the Nebraska Ag Expo December 5th, 6th, and 7th by visiting NebraskaAgExpo.com.
Is there such a thing as the perfect age or the prime of your life? A re-examination of those concepts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 6th, the 340th day of the year. Jazz great Dave Brubeck was born on this day. And 76 years ago, Harry Truman dedicated Florida's Everglades National Park. If you've ever worried you were past the prime of your life, stop worrying. A Harvard professor says there really is no prime or an age where you peak in all measures of well-being. Physically, we're best at strenuous activities in our teens and 20s. But those in middle age and beyond tend to excel in activities requiring endurance. Mental abilities, too, rise and fall in waves. Memory functions decline, but more complex reasoning skills develop well into our later years. And the best news? Psychologists say we don't begin to hit peak happiness until we reach our 60s. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees, with milder highs well into the 50s today. We could top 60 on Thursday.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. The Kansas Jayhawks are now 8-1 on the season as Kevin McCullough Jr. paces Kansas to an 88-69 win over UMKC. KU led 44-30 at halftime as McCullough had 18 points and 6 rebounds. Kansas will now host Missouri in the Hy-Vee Hoops Border Showdown on Saturday with a tip-off at 4:15 p.m. That game will be broadcast on ESPN. Kansas State went into overtime for the third straight game last night, and they kept that magic going, defeating Villanova 72-71 in the Big East Big 12 battle. K-State now hits the road to play LSU on Saturday with a tip-off scheduled for 12:30. That game will be broadcast on the SEC Network. The Kansas City Chiefs announced on Tuesday morning that their all-pro quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named the team's nominee for the prestigious Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Mid-American Network Sports.
The Marshall County matchup on a Tuesday night between Marysville and Valley Heights. The Marysville boys pushed to 3-0 on the young season after a 57-46 win over Valley Heights. Marysville boys were paced by Willow Todd, who pitched in the 32 points, leading scorer for both squads. As coming off the bench, Paxton Vogt scored 9. Marysville jumped out to an early 14-6 lead at the end of the first quarter and never looked back as they pushed Valley Heights to their second straight loss, 0-2 on the season. The Mustangs were paced by Logan Gray and Royce Ekstrom with 9 points apiece, but it wasn't enough for the Mustangs, as they could not overcome Willow Top's 32 points on a Tuesday night to push the Marysville boys to 3-0 on the season, while Valley Heights drops to 0-2. In the early contest in the girls' game, the Valley Heights girls came out hot and continued that into the rest of the game, winning 53-41. The Lady Mustangs were paced by Delana Merck, who ended up with 19, 15 of those in the second half. Maggie Tober finished with 18 points, 14 of those in the first half. For the Marysville girls, they were paced by Lindsay Dressman, who ended up with 15 points, and Bella Rader, who had 14, but it wasn't enough as the Marysville girls dropped their first game of the season, falling to 2-1 on the young season, while the Valley Heights girls push on to 2-0. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Valley Heights beat Marysville 53-41. Frankfort over Northern Heights 56-21. Washington County girls took Pike Valley 51-37. Diller O'Dell over Thayer Central 52-50. Clay Center girls beat Beloit 56-43. Rock Creek over Abilene 44-26. And Riley County down Concordia 31-29. In boys play, Marysville took Valley Heights 57-46, Frankfort over Northern Heights 55-16. Washington County boys top Pike Valley 55-42. Thayer Central over Diller O'Dell 32-17. Johnson County Central beat Southern 51-38. Beloit boys edge Clay Center 58-56. Abilene down Rock Creek 70-52. And Concordia took Riley County 67-46.
KNDY.
Yo.